mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille is out training the physicians of tomorrow. I am here to carry the ball, and we are talking about how to avoid anxiety drugs and potentially cure your anxiety. And one of the big problems with anxiety, several problems, it's debilitating because you don't know when it hits, especially if you have the type of anxiety that is like panic attacks, where you're worried that if you go out to dinner, that in the middle of it, you'll have a panic attack, so you don't go out to dinner. Very debilitating. So what we do, we tend to listen to what the patient says, and then we'll prescribe a drug or an herb or a homeopathic based on what they say. If you notice there, that's not a great way to diagnose. Meaning, you always have to listen to the patient's symptoms. That's always, you know, the intake is still the most important part. But we really don't know what's going on in that brain. I mean, what is going on? Is it toxicity? Is it imbalances? Oh, okay, so let's say it's imbalances. What's imbalanced? What's exactly the problem? There's a company that's been around for a long time that has interested me. The concept's been a while. In 2008, Dr. Gottfried Kellermann, that is Gottfried Kellermann, K-E-L-L-E-R-M-A-N-N, a German PhD, develops and launches a company called Neuroscience. And what neuroscience does is it's trying to solve this problem. It's saying, what's going on in the brain that's causing these problems? Not just anxiety, but depression, fatigue, all of these issues. And what he developed was a low-cost, highly accurate way to diagnose chemical imbalances in the brain, or, like he says, neurotransmitters. Now, this isn't the panacea of all chemicals in the brain. It's not going to tell you absolutely everything you know. But for the most part, it's going to give you a very good idea about why the person is feeling what they are. Let me repeat that. For the most part, it is going to give you a very sound reason why this person is feeling what they are feeling. Neuroscience has a test. What you do is they send it out to you. Let's say you have anxiety, and that's what we're talking about, curing anxiety. Is it possible? Yes, it is. And let me tell you why. You're anxious. You go to see the doctor. The doctor gives you a kit. You go home. The kit says you urinate in the morning. The second time you urinate, you collect it. You take that kit. You send it back to the team of researchers, to the team of lab people at this company. This company then spits out a report. They'll have largely two areas to it. One is it will have the neurotransmitter levels. So those imbalances, those chemical imbalances, we should be able to, or probably will be able to, get an idea exactly which ones are out of balance. Pretty cool, huh? The second thing it'll do is it can partner it with an adrenal curve. Cortisol is always related to these neurotransmitters. We'll talk about cortisol levels in another time. When I say these neurotransmitters, and I am throwing words around like cure, what am I talking about? What I'm talking about is this. In the world of neurotransmitters or brain chemistry, you have excitatory neurotransmitters and you have inhibitory transmitters. A friend of mine, Britt, says they're gas and brake. Pretty good way to look at it. When you're looking at these excitatory transmitters, some of them will be familiar. Norepinephrine and epinephrine. Epinephrine is known as adrenaline, so that's probably familiar to you. Norepinephrine, epinephrine. There's one called glutamate. It's an excitatory neurotransmitter. You may have never heard of it. Another one called PEA. When these ones are out of balance, you can become anxious. Glutamate also can be a sign of inflammation as the underlying cause of what might be up leading to your anxiety. Oh, now we're just not asking questions, but we're looking at levels on a piece of paper, partnering it with the intake of the patient. Now we got something going here. Another one that people don't realize, and I just had this happen, and this is one reason why I'm doing this segment. Ginny, if you're out there listening, this is for you. This lady felt depressed during allergy season, like clockwork. She's like, it's the weirdest thing. I ran her levels, an excitatory neurotransmitter called histamine. Histamine, we usually think of as the stuff that makes your eyes itch, which it can. It's the stuff that gives you those allergy symptoms. But did you know that histamine, this inflammatory compound, is also a neurotransmitter? Sure enough, it was allergy season when I drew it, and it was high. And a lot of the other markers were all goofed up in the process because of it. So her individual reason for anxiety and other emotions absolutely is related to histamine. You know how great it was as a doctor to tell her, hey, by the way, you're not crazy. Look at this. Here's the level. She's like, oh my God, I've been telling people this for years. Well, now we were able to show it to her. Now on the other side, we were just talking about the gas. Let's talk about the break. On the break side, the calming or the inhibitory neurotransmitters, a lot of these you might have heard of. Serotonin. Boy, a whole class of drugs about increasing serotonin. Serotonin this, serotonin that. But what are we doing? We are prescribing drugs that will increase the serotonin in people, but we don't even know if that's the problem. Huh? So some people who get serotonin increased in their bodies have manic and violent behavior. Could those be people that serotonin wasn't the problem is? If we could have checked their labs before adding the drug in, might we have prevented something? Or may we save the patient from a lot of problems? There's a real good possibility of that. Other calming or inhibitory ones are things like GABA. GABA is something that you may not know as much of, but is used a lot in supplementation. There's actually drugs out there that raise GABA. So pharmaceutical world and natural world, along with serotonin, where we do that. Another substance called glycine is very well known as a calming neurotransmitter. Glycine is something that we use a lot that also has a calming cortisol effect. But glycine is something that, if you haven't heard of it, boy, I use it a lot in my practice. So when we're looking, and that's not a complete list of them, there's more of everything there. But what we're talking about is anxiety drugs, looking at the underlying cause. For example, in some patients, they may have low excitatory neurotransmitters, but feel anxious. Why would that be? That's the way the body works, though. The Chinese always say that there's three types of diseases: excess, deficiency, and stagnation. These people who are anxious may have low norepinephrine and epinephrine, but actually be feeling anxious. Why? Well, when we look at their inhibitory ones, the serotonin's also low. The GABA's also low. The glycine is also low. They're all low. So the excitatory ones are low and the inhibitory ones are low. The gas and the brake are both just worn out. And their individual symptom with that is anxiety. We see it all the time. Matching the patient's symptoms and then looking at these neurotransmitters, it changes the way we prescribe. It's the goal of every lab. You know, I tell patients, I have an 80-year-old patient who we're worried that his cancer reoccurred. And I sat down and I said, will you do chemo or radiation? And they said, no. Then I said, well, you know, you've been with me for 12 years. They said you were going to die about 7 years ago. Why don't we keep doing the natural stuff? We'll add some things in because we suspect that it might be reoccurring. And let's not biopsy. Why not biopsy? We won't biopsy because it won't change the treatment. This neuroscience neurotransmitter lab can help point to the underlying cause and change the treatment, giving us doctors the opportunity to cure. Go to neurorelief.com. Take a look at their website. It's impressive stuff, and talk to your doctor about it, especially if you're having any anxiety or, for that matter, any other symptoms. That's how we're going to hear if you stay well at Radio MD. RadioMD.com.